Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is... Well, we can't miss out on tradition. It is Evil Weasel Wednesday, and every day from here on out until we take this fucking country back is an evil fucking day. It's a Wednesday. It's the 21st day of June, 2023. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in star 6 then mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. All righty, it is currently 61 degrees here, 4,200 feet in High Cascades in northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 71 degrees today and 43 degrees low for the Klamath Basin, and mostly sunny. So we're looking at a warming term, it looks like. But you never know here. It's a fact. Anyway, we're going to take a short break, and then we'll come back, and we'll see what the fucking outrage of today is.
Give me your word, give me your song. Show me where to look, tell me what will I find.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, let's go and see what outrages we're going to talk about today. Because that's all we do is talk about outrages. We don't do any goddamn thing about them. But we will sure as hell talk about them. We'll add to that pile of fucking outrages that should have already resulted in the retaking of this country by the fucking American nationals who are obligated to take it back under their fucking Bill of Rights, under the fucking Supreme Superior Absolute Unalienable Law of December 15, 1791. It is our responsibility. It's our responsibility to ourselves. It's our responsibility to our children and grandchildren and progeny and to the future. And we are negligent. Let's see what we got here. BlackRock JP Morgan set up Reconstruction Bank for Ukraine by C.G. Jones. Don't you think we ought to reconstruct this fucking country first? We got people fucking up and down the streets in Portland, fucking piles of fucking needles, goddamn destruction beyond imagination here in Klamath Falls, dumping more fucking illegal aliens into our goddamn streets in the middle of the night. They're sleeping on the sidewalks. There's fucking goddamn psychos from the psycho wards fucking everywhere. They have turned us into fucking Portland. This was a nice little fucking town in southern Oregon. Now it's a piece of shit fucking town that you don't even want to go to. BlackRock and JP Morgan Chase are reportedly adding the Ukraine government in setting up a reconstruction bank that could see rebuilding projects begin heavily invested in by private entities. No money in it. Shovel ready. We're going to fucking rebuild the United States. We're going to rebuild our infrastructure. Everything was fucking focused on that. It must be the United States of fucking Khazaria That's all I can think. The Financial Times noted that it would cost Ukraine roughly a $41 billion, and they, or $411 billion, to rebuild their country and amid the onslaught of attacks by Russians, but the cost is continuing to rise. We don't owe you motherfuckers to rebuild your fucking country. We have no business being in fucking Ukraine, except that's where the fucking Biden mob operates out of. That's where the theft is being taken place. That's where the goddamn piles that son of a bitch fucking Donald Trump, the piles of munitions that he made us fucking, that he bought in violation of the fucking law, because we never gave them motherfuckers one little tiny bit of fucking authority over our fucking possession. He built it up so that his fucking predecessor could fucking take it, and he's getting his cut of the fucking action. I'm sure of it. He's an international fucking gangster, just like Biden is. There ain't a fucking bit of difference between them. The Ukraine Development Fund is still in early stages of setting up the Reconstruction Bank, but the potential investors will get an inside preview of how things will look during a London conference that is set to take place this week, as our people fucking sleep under the fucking freeway underpasses with their little children, people who can trace their lineage in this country back to before it was a fucking country, before even Great Britain was fucking here. With the steep cost to rebuild, the Ukrainian government reached out to BlackRock in November to see if there was a conceivable way of attracting investments. Because it's all, you know, you go down and you blow it up and then we pay to rebuild it. Kind of like fucking, you know, the Marshall Plan or rebuilding goddamn Japan after the fucking war. To the fucking vanquished go the fucking spoils, huh? That's how it fucking works. No, it isn't, because it's all being done in as a great fucking fraud against the fucking individual free sovereign nationals that own this goddamn country and own the fucking wealth. And it is the wealth that is being taken from us in violation of our fucking unalienable, fucking ratified by the representatives of the people, absolute fucking law of December 15, 1791, the Bill of Fucking Rights, which is the common law of we the people, and it is our goddamn tool to fucking fix this fucking situation, but we have to step up and fucking do it. We are negligent in our duty. Soon added in February, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky confirmed last month that he was working with the two financial institutions and consultants at McKinsey per the report, okay? But I mean, he's working with the banks. This is all banks in fucking goddamn foreign countries. This has nothing to do with the fucking people that own the fucking goddamn resources. We will crush your fucking asses and we will take back everything you have stolen from us, you motherfuckers. Philip Hildebrand, BlackRock vice chair, said, so many of today's long-term challenges are best addressed through the blended finance, and this is one. You need these vehicles to mobilize capital at the scale. Why do I have to? I didn't blow the motherfucker up, and we have no business in Ukraine. It's not a bit. We have no business being outside our own fucking goddamn borders. This son of a bitch, and you know, they started it with the United Nations. Oh, it's just peacekeeping fucking bullshit. This is the goddamn one world order. This is the one world fucking government. This is the one world fucking bank. And we're to be made one world fucking slaves if we let it happen. Okay. Though BlackRock and JP Morgan are offering their services, they will likely have the first look at potential investments in the Eastern European country. Investments in rebuilding what we fucking, our buddy fucking Vladimir Putin blew up, and what the fucking Ukrainians themselves have blown up. Yeah, that's it. Blow it up and make us fucking pay to fucking, while our fucking streets deteriorate, potholes, the fucking infrastructure of this country is falling a fucking part. Not even a mention of us. Not a mention of the American nationals that own this fucking joint. You motherfuckers aren't getting rid of us. I guarantee you fucking that. And you will answer to the fucking law, and you will be face justice. The report noted that the current development has only deepened JP Morgan's relationship in its with its longstanding client, Ukraine. Fuck these banks. They don't own this goddamn country. These motherfuckers, everything they have done is since fucking Lincoln fucking declared martial law in violation of the ninth article has been a fucking fraud. It's a fraud today. It'll be a fraud tomorrow. It was a fraud yesterday, and it'll continue to be a fraud until we fucking stop it. The financial institution has helped Ukraine raise more than $25 billion in sovereign debt since 2010, and it led in the country's $20 billion debt reconstruction in 2022. Why? Why? It's not for the American people. You do not fucking represent us. You sons of bitches, you are fucking taking what you cannot take without due process of the fucking law for each individual free sovereign national in this goddamn country. And you're handing it over to foreigners, and you're going to fucking answer for it, you motherfuckers. BlackRock has claimed that Ukraine's needs, I don't give a fuck about Ukraine's needs. Fuck Ukraine. Fuck the Ukrainians. Fuck them all. Fuck Europe. Fuck every other country but the United States of these Americas, which belongs to the individual free sovereign nationals of this goddamn country. You are stealing from us. You are fucking committing fraud against us. You have been for fucking over 100 fucking years. Would provide the country with infrastructure. See, the fucking here they are. You're going to build their... Remember? I mean, goddamn it. The last two elections before this... shovel ready from Obama, not one fucking goddamn shovel full of shit, you know, fucking threw some goddamn filler into the goddamn potholes and called that fucking infrastructure. You fucking thieving motherfuckers. You stole the fucking money, or you stole the fucking wealth, because your money ain't worth shit. It's fucking debt dollars. But you fucking stole from us. That's all you've done from is steal from us and represent foreign fucking kings, you fucking treasonous pieces of shit. Climate and agriculture opportunities. This will apparently make them more attractive to long-term investors. J.P. Morgan says banks. Hey, has J.P. Morgan paid back the fucking money that was used to bail them out in 2008? Have they paid back we the people? Hell no, they haven't. And they're not going to. There's never going to be a fucking settlement of this until we settle it with our fucking guns, man. JP Morgan was added to the venture due to its debt expertise. Debt expertise, man. These motherfuckers are all debt experts, aren't they? Stephen Wheeler, or Weiler, JP Morgan's head of debt capital markets in Africa, Europe, and the Middle East said, the fund is being set up to also give public and private sector investors the opportunity to invest into specific projects and sectors. That's the fucking Masonic lodges across this country. They're getting ready to pack their fucking pockets as they pick the lint out of ours. There will be different sectors, funds, and that the fund identifies as priorities for Ukraine. That aim is to maximize capital participation. Is this the United States of Ukraine? Do you represent the Ukrainians, you fucking treasonous pricks? Why are we allowing this, people? We do not have to. We have the fucking armament. We have fucking the goddamn judicial authority through that fucking law of December 15, 1791, which is our Bill of Rights, which is our common law, to crush these motherfuckers. Yet they fucking just sit here and do this right in our goddamn faces, and we sit and fucking take it. That aim is to maximize capital participation. However, it does not appear that Ukraine is expected to receive such investments until the end of the conflict with Russia. Fuck. Oh, as soon as you get enough fucking destruction done until these fucking goddamn corporations can make fucking bank off of the fucking reconstruction, then everything will be fucking groovy again. I told you they ain't fucking looking for no world war. They're just looking to tear shit up so that we can pay to fix it that doesn't belong to us, has nothing to fucking do with us. Russian President Vladimir Putin, during a meeting with the African Union, revealed that Ukraine had allegedly signed a treaty in the spring of 2022, but the country went back on it after Russia had agreed to the terms. And I don't believe nothing that I just fucking read. I know what you motherfuckers are doing. Everybody knows what you're fucking doing. It's as plain as the nose on your fucking face what they're fucking doing. BlackRock, and this little fucking prick. Okay. Mel Gibson helped dismantle an international pedophile ring by Jack Montgomery. Let's see what we got down here. Let's see something else here. Okay. Mel Gibson provided valuable intelligence on a pedophile ring preying on children in Ukraine, according to Operation Underground Railroad. Continue reading. Why don't you do it here, Mel? The fucking they're doing it right here in the United States. Why aren't you after fucking Hunter Biden? Why aren't you fucking going after your fucking own? I mean, I think you're a relief valve, just like fucking Ron Paul was a fucking relief valve. That's what I think. Rumors Gibson was making a doco series on the $34 billion global child sex trafficking market involves countries like Ukraine. Involving countries like Ukraine went viral following an unsourced tweet from leading report. Writer Kathleen Brodsky later reported these claims were false, but cited Operation Underground Railroad President Tim Ballard, who revealed Gibson made a vital contribution to the fight against child sex trafficking. Mel is a personal hero of mine and called me back in 2022 with valuable intelligence regarding children who were rumored to be vulnerable to human trafficking in Ukraine. What about the United States, Mel? That's where you made your fucking money, you Australian piece of shit. What about the United States? What about fucking Hunter Biden and little fucking 6 and 7 year olds dressed up like prostitutes with fucking crack cocaine, pedophile in them? Using the intelligence, we went to Ukraine where Operation Underground Railroad, Aerial Recovery Group, and the Nazarene Fund were successful in beginning the process of dismantling a dangerous international pedophile ring. He had it. What do you mean dismantling it? You're just going to stop them from doing it? They're not going to be punished for the fucking, God knows how many fucking kids they've destroyed, little children. These are fucking children. We're going to stop it. We're going to stop them from going further with this. What about what they've already done? That's what they never want to talk about, is what they've already done and have not been fucking punished for. They are fucking criminals. They are criminals of the highest degree. And we are the people of the United States of America are fucking guilty of fucking aiding and abetting this bullshit. You're aiding and abetting pedophilia. You are aiding and abetting goddamn harboring fucking international fugitives from fucking justice who have committed genocide, who have committed acts against the fucking people of fucking Africa, like fucking Bill Gates. You are fucking, we're shit. We're dog shit. That's my goddamn pronoun now. Shit. Shit, shit, shit. Democratic donor to Lincoln Project and Democrat campaigns arrested for starting massive California fire that destroyed 100 homes by Jim Hoft. 71-year-old Edward Hackman was arrested last week and accused of starting last year's Oak Fire. This... Hackman was taken into custody last Friday for starting the fire that charred over 19,000 acres. Hackman is reportedly a retired firefighter with 12 years experience. The fire destroyed 127 homes and over 60 other buildings. And there's a little news report, you know, on a video there. We'd like to play. We still haven't got our goddamn thing working. I'm going to be on that. I'm getting on some fucking shit today. Edward Wackman is a Democrat donor. Fuck this left-right paradigm shit. I don't want to see it on this fucking site no more, and it ain't going to fucking be on this fucking site no more. The fucking law is about to be laid down. Democrat donor who gave money to the Lincoln Project and other leftist campaign. See, this is fucking getting ready for to push that motherfucker Donald Trump back down our goddamn throat. That treasonous piece of trash. There is no problem fucking showing that he is prima facie a fucking goddamn traitor to the people. that he could never be the president of the United States because his mom was a goddamn Scotswoman. He was not a natural born fucking American national. He was fecund, carry different fucking I'm having trouble. I'm so fucking pissed. Passports. Authorities busted a Democrat donor. I mean, take the Democrat out. Shove that up your ass. There are no Democrats. There are no Republicans. There is no left. There is no right. No conservative. No fucking liberals. There's just no law. And it's our goddamn fault because we're not fucking enforcing it. We are negligent. We are negligent and we are guilty of fucking complicity with this fucking goddamn, this demonic fucking trash that we're fucking facing. Inferno in Yosemite National Park. Democrat. See, they got to keep throwing that fucking Democrat. They're getting ready for another fucking selection where the stupid, probably down to 10%, will go out and act like they're fucking voting for all of us. You do not vote for me, you motherfucker. You do not have the authority. There is no goddamn authority. There's never been no authority for a fucking vote in this goddamn country for fucking elected officials because the goddamn Constitution never fucking existed. It was never fucking ratified by the people. We never granted authority for it. We never granted them any authority whatsoever fucking ever. And they know it and you know it. But what are you going to do about it? Democratic donor for allegedly starting a ginormous inferno in Yosemite Park. Democratic, here we go again. So you're going to keep shoving this shit. Democratic, Republican. There ain't a dime's worth of difference. They're two sides of the same fucking goddamn bird. Two wings of the bird, and it has one asshole. And the same shit from both of them comes out the other end. They are in cahoots with one another. They are the international corporate mafia. And all of this shit here is from the Ministry of Truth. Just like in 1984, politicians had insisted climate change was to blame for the blaze, which destroyed more than 100 homes and injured several firefighters in July 2022. Edward Frederick Wackerman, his actual name of Mariposa, California, faces a number of charges, including aggravated arson following his arrest on Friday. By the numbers, the arson suspect has donated. See, here we go. I don't give a fuck what he donated. I don't give a shit who he is. He's an individual. He should be fucking tried as an individual by one of the individuals he fucking harmed, and he should be put up against the fucking wall and shot. It's fucking... They want to be this Democrat versus Republican, that false right, left-right paradigm that has destroyed this fucking country. They're trying to push it, and it ain't going to be pushed on this fucking site. Make sure you understand that. To demonstrate candidates and committees since 2020, government records show, including a $1,000 donation to Tim Ryan's, a failed U.S. Senate campaign in 2022, and $400 to the Lincoln Project, a disgraced liberal super PAC. The so-called Oak Fire destroyed 127 homes and 66 outbuildings. Roughly 6,000 people were forced to evacuate as the inferno torched 30 square miles of land, and smoke from the fire drifted more than 200 miles into parts of Nevada and San Francisco Bay. No shit, but that, I mean... The Democrat, Republican, it's just like the other fucking shit. You know, they keep fucking saying COVID-19 don't exist. They know it don't exist. They've said it doesn't. They know that the fucking vaccine does not fucking exist. There is no vaccine. It's goddamn platelets to fucking change your DNA. We're not stupid. You think you fucking tell a different story every day? You think we have the memory span of a fucking head of cabbage? Well, we don't. What else we got going here? And they show a picture of this prick. Internet breaks as U.S. military planes, tanks, rock cities across America. What it really is going on. And this is, we see this every fucking year. We see the same fucking shit. And it is a fucking video. I wish I could fucking play it and attack it. And that's going to be fucking fixed. It's going to be fixed, and it's going to be fixed fucking forthwith. Marco Polo 501c3 released a 360-page report on the Biden laptop that thoroughly documents 459 crimes committed by the Bidens and their associates. Okay, 140 business crimes, 191 sex crimes. We got 192, 128 drug crimes. And again, a fucking video, shit's going to stop. Hunter Biden's plea deal is a cover-up, disguised as justice by the Christopher Bedford. And here, this is what we told you would fucking happen. We told you that this motherfucking child-raping coke fucking head would fucking plead guilty to some bullshit fucking nothing charge. And nothing would fucking happen to him, and nothing's going to happen to him for those little girls that he was fucking pedophiling. They've probably already been killed in fucking snuff flicks for their entertainment, these sick-in-the-head son of a bitch and retarded bastards. To hear President Joe Biden's supporters tell it, Hunter Biden was finally held accountable Tuesday, and the long national nightmare of him facing any scrutiny at all can finally end. Really? Let's see what what'd they get him on? Oh, this accountability for the president's son, however, was little more than a chiding for offenses that have virtually nothing to do with the serious allegations the Department of Justice should actually be pursuing, like giving a speeding ticket to the getaway driver after a bank robbery, George Washington University professor Jonathan Truly remarked. Over the past 2 weeks alone, congressional Republicans, here we are, Democrats and Republicans, there's no such fucking thing. We are individual free sovereign nationals. If you fucking play into this goddamn fucking click fucking goddamn collective fucking goddamn think fucking bullshit, you're letting somebody else think for you, and you ain't worth the powder it takes to blow your fucking brains out. Republicans have revealed a paid, highly credible FBI informant report that $10 million was paid in bribes to Hunter and his father, then Vice President Joe Biden, by Ukraine oligarch and Burisma founder Mykola Zelensky. Zelensky called the then vice president the big guy, a nickname also used in the Biden family's alleged corrupt China dealings. Senator Chuck Grassley, Republican, Ohio, revealed the existence of two audio recordings of Zelensky reported, I know we've heard this 1,000 fucking times, reportedly made of Joe Biden and another 15 he made of Hunter discussing their dealings with Zelensky, reportedly kept as a sort of insurance policy that held that he'd get what he was paying for. What was he paying for? Emails from the chairman of Burisma revealed 3 years ago. Yeah, we've known. I mean, this is old hat. We know this fucking shit. We know what they've fucking done. We know they've done worse fucking things. We've seen it with our own fucking eyes. Show the ultimate purpose of the deliverables was to close down for any case pursuit against Burisma, president in Ukraine. That case was indeed closed down when Vice President Biden pressured Ukraine to fire the prosecutor pursuing Burisma. Congressional investigators also revealed that Hunter helped Burisma executives open an account for their transition at Stata Bank, you son of a bitch, a Maltese bank closed down 2 years later by the Maltese government for gross deficiencies. And see, gross deficiency, crime, no punishment. What's your punishment? I'll pay a fine. They get fines for murder, for genocide. They get fines for fucking pedophilia. They get fines in policing money laundering and following laws on terrorist financing. Some of the government's suspicions involved the bank's dealings with Burisma, which prosecutors said smacked of money laundering. No. Again, this is over the past 2 weeks alone. But Representative Jamie Raskin, a Democrat, Maryland, I guess it is, The ranking member of the House Oversight Committee says all this new news actually is old news. And anyway, former Attorney General Bill Barr, hand-picked guys, shut down these investigations years ago. Yes, they did. According to Barr himself, that's not true at all. On the contrary, he told the Federalist it was sent to Delaware for further investigation. Department of Defense spokesman John Kirby isn't concerned about accusations of foreign bribery either, telling the Daily Caller that the reports don't worry him, though he also says he hasn't read them. Well, of course not. What the fuck do you expect from the internet? This is mafia. This is fucking bullshit that's being fed to us. What do we fucking care? The son of a bitch's son, they're fucking child pedophilers. That's all we need to know about them, to destroy the motherfuckers. Do you care about the fucking children? Democrat Oversight member Republican Roe Canna, Democrat, California, because we got to get that Democrat, Republican, that shit's going. Don't think there's anything for Congress to look into, telling Fox News John Roberts that the House Oversight Committee should take a back seat to investigations of presidential corruption and let the FBI take the wheel. But while a June poll by the Trey Flager group found more than half of those who surveyed think the Biden family has taken bribes from foreign nationals, no shit. Only half of you aren't stupid. I doubt that. The FBI doesn't really. That's just the fucking ones stupid enough to go along with this fucking fraud and vote and commit treason against their fucking brethren and for their own fucking benefit. The FBI doesn't really want to talk about it. Congressional Republicans had to begin contempt proceedings against FBI Director Christopher Wray to elicit any cooperation at all. And even then, the FBI redacted mention of the audio recordings from the document that isn't even classified and made committee members view it in a sensitive compartmented information facility. That's an open government. There was never supposed to be any secrets from of the people with this fucking government. That was another lie told by the fucking Federalists who had no fucking constitution, who just fucking seized power like the United Nations is trying to fucking seize power over the whole goddamn world. So what is the much vaunted Department of Justice doing anyway? The DOJ wrote in a Tuesday letter to Washington court that Hunter Biden agreed to plead guilty to two tax offenses and has agreed to enter a pretrial diversion agreement. That means if he just doesn't do it anymore for fucking 2 days, which his cocksucker probably can't, he's probably pedophiling children right now, for lying on a gun application and processing a legal firearm. Forget about those little girls. They don't think about those little girls. Don't think about what's happened to them. Don't think about the fucking destruction of their lives. God damn it. To summarize, Hunter Biden is accused of foreign influence peddling and taking and coordinating bribes for himself, his uncle, and his powerful father to the tune of millions of dollars. He and his father, who was then vice president, are accused of working to shut down an investigation into Ukraine oligarch's oil company by getting the prosecutor fired. And today the DOJ accepted a guilty plea on what the Washington Post calls two minor tax crimes and admitted to the basic facts around the gun case, agreeing to enter diversion programs and serve 2 years of probation. This is what this son of a bitch gets for all these fucking, I mean, even these crimes here, this is goddamn, this is fucking treason and espionage, isn't it? Working with foreign countries against your own fucking country, using fucking peddling influence that you do not have, authority you do not have. At long last, Hunter Biden is in the clear. He has answered for his crimes, and his father has shown his commitment to the rule of law. And the principle that no man is above the law is all over. See what I told you? This is, I mean, goddammit, this is predictable. This is fucking old hat. This is what they do every fucking time. This is what they, when they got away with it back in 2008, they fucking just smiled and said, we can do any goddamn thing we want to. These motherfuckers will never fucking stop us, but by God, we're gonna. We will get on that same page. We will come at you as a fucking people, as individuals, and we will rip your fucking asses apart. At least that's what Hunter's legal team reportedly thinks, according to CBS, and it fits with congressional Democrats' long-running claims that there's nothing to see here, and even if there is, it's already been investigated, and it's fine, so let it move on. I tell you, today, that fucking goddamn article of him with them little girls goes back to the top, and I'm gluing the motherfucker there. 1,000 GOP hacks, substacker, Matt Yagulius tweeted, see all these fucking foreign names? Fuck, I don't care if I can't pronounce your fucking name, you piece of shit. I'll just call you, I'll give you my pronoun, shit. Tweeted Tuesday morning, are crying in their soup over the loss of their clearly beloved what about Hunter Biden talking points. After all, how can anyone complain of a double standard for one former president getting, see, here we are. Here they come in with the Trumper shit. This is not a fucking Trump-tard site, and it is not going to be. This shit is going to stop. Standard for former president getting raided and arrested. I don't even know what the fucker was arrested for. But I'll tell you what, he committed crimes, high crimes of treason and espionage and sedition against we the fucking people. And he should have been put up against a wall fucking years ago. And so, I mean, to fucking come in, they're getting Donald Trump, you know, the fucking king of the fucking Jews. While another president gets off with a deal for added space, former President Donald Trump's court date was announced the same day as the DOJ announced its deal with the Hunter. And there's going to be some stories about old Donald Trump. That motherfucker ain't fit to fucking be a dog catcher. He isn't an American national. He couldn't run for president no more than that goddamn son of a bitch Obama could. Maybe there's more coming. After all, investigations take time. Yeah, you bet, unless you're fucking one of the goyim, and it takes them no fucking time, and you sit in a fucking cell while they wait. Investigations take time. Indeed, the U.S. Attorney for Delaware has contradicted Hunter's team's expectations, telling Fox News that the investigation is ongoing. How long does it fucking take you to read a fucking piece of paper? How long does it take you to look at a fucking video? You motherfuckers, it's going on the top of this site. It's going to be glued there. It will be there every fucking day for everybody to fucking see, with little girls, 6 and 7 years old, dressed as prostitutes, with old Hunter Biden, the pedophile, and his fucking crack cocaine. But there's more than a little reason to be skeptical that anything will come of it. The investigation of Hunter Biden have been so plagued by delays and slow walking and regular investigative activity. Whistleblowers from both the IRS and the FBI have come forward complaining to Congress it took them whistleblowers and the documents they produced, plus the legitimate threat of contempt, to force the FBI to offer Congress the scantest of cooperation. Tuesday's plea deal is the equivalent of taking a watering can to a house fire and calling yourself a firefighter. They will do that anyway, of course, far from a sign of justice to come. Expect today's ruling to serve as the cudgel for Biden's partisans across the DOJ and the corporate media to hit outraged and out of power Republicans with justice served indeed. Republicans, Democrats, no fucking more. It will not be. We will not become a part of that. And it's going to be made clear. What we got here? Well, we're already into 42. Let's take a break. We'll be right back after this short intermission.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Thank you.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shire via Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed, and don't mail nothing. Don't mail nothing. Don't mail any contributions. We've got this thing squared away. We've got fucking, it's so fucking easy. And we're hunting your motherfucking asses down. And I'll tell you a little bit more tomorrow. But somebody just recently fucking helped us ID some shit. I know you motherfuckers that are taking it or listening to me right now. I'm coming for your fucking ass. I'm hunting you down. You are going to fucking answer to fucking charges of fucking mail tampering, you motherfuckers. I know you're doing it for your fucking queer buddies, but you're fucking going to wish you hadn't, because I'm coming for you. The hunters will find you, and I will write the fucking writs, and you will fucking go down, you motherfuckers. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:51 Pacific time, and of course, that was Swamp with Hogjaw. I mean, Swamp by Hogjaw. And yeah, they stand high in those fucking towers, the working man made pissing and shitting down on us, and we've had about a fucking enough of it. More than a fucking enough of it. Back to the site. No. No, I'm sick of it. I mean, how did Biden really make his millions? Does anybody have a fucking doubt? I mean, what the fuck is this shit? It's going to stop. Time for a special counsel to find out by Bob Anderson. No, it ain't time for a special counsel. There's been a special counsel since the son of a bitch went into fucking office. Since, like, fuck, this has happened back when he was fucking Obama's vice president. Get real, people. See if we have anything else to even fucking read on this goddamn site. Well, the World Economic Forum, the United Nations UN is planning to introduce a global digital ID system that is linked to individual bank accounts. You want to look at my fucking bank account, you fucking Jew prick? Give it a fucking go. I'll have your fucking hair too, you cocksucker. The plan, which is similar to the system developed by the World Economic Forum, is outlined in three new policy briefs from the UN titled Policy Briefs. Fuck you. You don't make policy that fucking supersedes our fucking law. You are in violation of our law. You are our fucking enemy, and you are going to fucking, you're going to answer for your fucking crimes. You're going to meet justice, and you're giving us back every fucking thing you've stolen from us, you garbage. UN titled a global digital compact reforms to the international finances. See, here the fucking banks fucking running every fucking thing, aren't they? Taking our fucking goddamn wealth away from us without our right to due process of the law, which is the highest and only fucking law in this goddamn land. It's the only law ratified by the elected representatives of we the people. It is the fucking absolute law. unalienable of December 15, 1791, and you motherfuckers, our problem is we're negligent in our fucking goddamn duty to enforce it. And we're going to stop being negligent. We're going to start enforcing it. If you don't, then go look your children in the eye and tell them that your fucking gold and silver means more to you than they do. Go tell them. Tell them to their fucking face so they can fucking know it. The goal of the briefs is to advance UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, the good old Irishman, vision of the future. Fuck his vision of the future. He has no fucking judicial authority in this country. He is a fucking interloper. He is a fucking privateer. He is a fucking pirate with the fucking letter of mark from the fucking international corporate mafia, from King Chuck. Officially titled Our Common Agenda, Gutters, vision should be given the green light in September 2024 during an event dubbed the Summit of the Future. Digital IDs linked with bank or mobile money accounts can improve the delivery of social protection coverage and serve to better and richer and eligible beneficiaries. Is that like the fucking Patriot Act? It fucking violates our motherfucking right to ad nauseum, which is a fucking complete violation of the fucking highest law in this land, and that is that goddamn Bill of Rights. That is the fucking ratified by the representatives of the people's law. It is that unalienable law of December 15, 1791. You motherfuckers are violating it. And we're not fucking doing anything about it. But by God, we better start to. You either fucking go look your kids in the eye and tell them you mean your gold and silver means more to you than they do. Do it, you fucking scum. Digital technologies may help to reduce leakage, errors, and costs in the design of social protection programs. Fuck you. Your fucking lying shit doesn't even pass the fucking muster of fucking shit, period. Not unlike their unofficial counterparts over the WEF, the UN also speaks about basically regulating the global digital future. You ain't going to tell me what to fucking buy. You're not going to tell me what I can have. You're not going to take my fucking car. You're not going to take my fucking gun. You want to come and try it? We'll fucking trade bullets, motherfuckers. That's where we're at. I have a right to defend my goddamn rights. I have a right to defend the fucking law of my people, the written, ratified by the representatives of the people, the only fucking law ratified by the representatives of the people, the only fucking power delegated by the people was delegated to the people, to the individual. Stakeholders who advance principles, objectives, and actions to describe their globalist agenda. The UN describes this goal as an open, free source and human-centered digital figure. Fuck you and that fucking statement. That is a bullshit fucking nothing statement. You fucking thieving cocksuckers have got all you're going to get. You're going to start feeling fucking resistance, you son of a bitches. The digital future as envisioned by these groups is going to be quite the opposite of the open, free, or human-centered. However, I'm going to stop for a second. Galen, can you hear me? Galen, are you listening? Galen can't listen to this fucking broadcast. Her articles can't be sent to the goddamn fucking email. That's going to be remedied. If you hear this in the archives, it's going to be remedied. It's going to start today. As far as the UN's vision for a future global financial system, it's supposed to be harmonized with the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. It would be governed by something called the apex body that is yet to be set up. You ain't going to govern us with nothing, you motherfucker. You have no jurisdictional authority over us. You come and try and fucking violate our rights, you get your fucking head blowed off. We are at war with you, you motherfuckers. The key actors were here would be the United Nations chief as well as the group of 20. See, these are the fucking interlopers from fucking foreign countries. These are the foreign kings that these goddamn invaders into our country, these occupiers fucking serve. You've served them long as you're going to. You've given away all that doesn't belong to you for too fucking long, and it's going to fucking stop. You're going to the fucking gallows where you fucking belong, or you're going to be put up against the fucking wall and shot because you are fucking goddamn treasonous dog shit. The Economic and Social Council and head of international financial institutions. Fuck you, bank. You're a fucking private business. You cannot fuck your goddamn fucking phony ass fucking charters. Do not fucking supersede the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791. And they do not supersede the judicial power of we the fucking people. Not even close. We're going to fucking destroy you. Within this, the UNC's visions of the Global Digital Compact. Essentially, the objective is to have people, devices, and entities all tied up in a connected network that could apparently be centrally administered seemingly by unelected bureaucrats. Unelected bureaucrats have no fucking authority. They're just another son of a bitch and thieving bastard like the cocksucker crawling through your fucking window to rob your house. You blow their fucking heads off. You try it, you son of a bitches. When those planning this future scheme worry about any negative impact, they never see as potentially affecting everyone, but only civil society or selected groups included from social benefits. Meanwhile, the WEF has just partnered with a leading biometrics company to advance its own agenda to digitize humanity. You're not digitizing me, son of a bitch. Shit. Swedish biometrics company Fingerprint Cards has taken a big step into the WEF's new champions community as an assembly of mid-sized enterprises. You see, they tell you these are fucking unelected. These motherfuckers have no authority over you. None. You just refuse to stand on your goddamn rights. You do have authority. You do have the goddamn right to kill them fucking dead if they try to violate your fucking freedom and your fucking liberty. If they try to violate your right to own property. If they fucking try to fucking violate the fucking supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791 in the smallest fucking way. You have the right to put these motherfuckers in the ground 6 foot. No, we won't go that far. We want them for fertilizer. The WEF is keen to promote biometric forms of digital ID and claims the technology would serve as a steward of social inclusion. We're not socialists in this fucking country. We're individual free sovereign nationals and the motherfucker belongs to us and there is no one above us. There is no one above us. We are equal to one another and we have our fucking common law courts that we're taking fucking back. You have them so we have to go to the second article, but the second article will give us our goddamn our common law courts back and we will fucking prosecute you and we will hang your fucking asses or put you up against a wall with a firing squad, you sons of bitches, and we will bring you here. I mean, I heard, what was it the other day, Biden's got a nuclear bomb and we don't. Fuck him. Who's he going to blow up? Let him fucking try and unleash one fucking nuclear arsenal. This whole fucking country will come down on him like the fucking worth of God. And fucking we'll see who controls those fucking nuclear weapons and where they're pointed and where they're shot. Because I'd rather fucking blow this whole fucking planet up than serve as a slave upon it. As a steward of the social inclusion, the new champions communities schedules, including a meeting in Tianjin, China, from June 27th to 29th during the WEF Summer Davos Gathering. See, they're getting together all these foreign motherfuckers, and they're not your representatives. This is a fucking mafia. Fuck them. Kill them. They're in a handful. We are mighty. We're the largest army on the goddamn planet, the best armed. We have more fucking munitions than we know. Charles Burgett, senior vice president of strategy at Fingerprint Cards, imparted what he thought was a nugget of wisdom as a proud member of the WEF New Champions Community Program. We want to be recognized as a purpose-driven company that contributes positively to the changes needed to operate in a new digital world. We don't want your fucking new digital world, so we won't have it. We say what we fucking want, not you motherfuckers. You are fucking goddamn interlopers. You are invaders. You are occupiers, and your asses are going to leave. And you're going to leave and die. And the ones of you that run, we're going to bring your ass back. You will be tried and hung outside the fucking courthouse, you motherfuckers. By joining the community, we look forward to brainstorming and exchanging ideas with peers and bring our expertise of the biometrics industry. Shove your biometrics up your fucking ass. We don't want them. Fingerprint cards face choppy waters in Q1 of 2023, posting a loss of 70 million Swedish krona, 6.4 million on a revenue of SEK 117 million, 10.8 million biometric update reported. However, the firm plowed forward, achieving key milestones, including integrating its fingerprint biometrics in 700 Android smartphones. And they're putting the shit in your fucking phone. I own this fucking computer. You know, these updates piss me off. If I own this fucking piece of equipment and I'm an individual, free, sovereign, national, and you go in and you fuck it up, you son of a bitch, you are violating my fucking rights to be secure in my fucking property. And that's going to cost you your goddamn life. You fuckers don't think we'll do it. You're about to find out. You're walking into the jungle and shipping 1 million biometric sensor modules for payment cards. Eczema's Redeemy K60 secured the destruction of being the first, the distinction of being the first smartphone boasting fingerprint cards under display tech. Exomi, I guess it is. I don't know Chinese. Chinese tech company, the WEF, already well versed in the digital tapestry of biometrics, continues to champion the sector. The organization previously inducted a YOTI into an associated coalition. So you fucking, all these fucking foreigners think they're going to come in and fucking run our fucking lives and tell us what we can buy, what we can do, that we can have no cars. Come and fucking do it. Come and fucking do it. I want to see you motherfuckers. You're good at fucking hurting little children. You're good at hurting fucking women, pregnant women. But to see how you are when you face a fucking man with a gun. Well, I'll shoot you back, you motherfuckers. At any rate, this is enough of this shit for me today. And we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches. And until then, man, take this shit for what it is. Shit. And this is all shit. All of it's a big pile of fucking shit. And it needs to be cleared out so the fucking stench doesn't fucking ruin our fucking lives any further. That is the Word from the Trenches.